Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and in this video, I'm going to cover how you can get clients for your marketing agency. Now, if you've been thinking about starting an agency, or you already run a small one, I know you've probably seen a lot of videos like this. Because of that, you might be wondering whether you should actually continue watching this video or if you should just watch some funny memes instead. But I just want to say that I've actually built an SEO firm to over seven figures, so I can really help you when it comes to getting results with these sort of things. Because of this, if you want some solid advice on how you can get clients for your agency, I can definitely help you out here. Now, of course, if you need some advice on anything else, such as how you should dress, how you can emotionally recover from a massive drop in your crypto portfolio, I'm probably not the right person to ask. But when it comes to advice on how you can land clients and get more sales for your marketing agency, I can definitely help you out here. And this video is going to cover several tactics you can use to get clients for your agency. Now, some of them are twists on old existing methods, while others are actually kind of new tactics that many people are not using right now. For example, in section number three, I'm going to show you a new approach to getting clients that most people don't use. Anyway, make sure you stick around until the end so that you can learn everything you need to know about getting clients for your marketing agency. Let's get started. So let's talk about YouTube content and ads. The first approach I want to cover here is YouTube marketing. Now, I would say YouTube marketing because there's basically two ways you can use YouTube to get clients for your agency, right? So one option is to create content that's relevant to your niche. So kind of like this video you're watching right now. The other option is to create ads that target your ideal customers. So let's go over these two methods to get a rough sense of how and why they work. Now, when it comes to YouTube content, right, creating content on YouTube works really well for a number of different reasons. First of all, if you create YouTube content, you're going to be showcasing people your knowledge and expertise when it comes to your subject, right? So if you're talking about marketing or SEO, it's a great way to demonstrate your expertise. And, you know, if people are looking for that and looking for help to solve their problems, potentially they will get in touch with you to hire you, right? And, you know, if you had a marketing agency, you could talk about your results with marketing, how you've used ads, you know, what sort of marketing approaches work in 2022. As a result, if these viewers have marketing issues, they'll probably feel as though you're someone that they trust and that can help them. And this then means that they may reach out and ask for help, aka become a client. Plus, quite sadly, a lot of marketing agencies don't really have that much knowledge, even if they're running their own firm, because they're more focused on the business, not on the marketing side. And so many people have been burned in the past, which means they're wary of hiring someone with expertise, which means that if they find someone who is genuinely an expert and they watch some videos about it, then that's much more likely to separate you from the crowd and gain the trust of someone who's been burned badly by an agency before. So with all that said, what should you create videos about? Well, a few topics you might want to focus on when creating content. Let's say your company caters to a specific niche. It might be a good idea to start creating content that focuses on that sector. For example, if you work with dentists, then you might want to create YouTube content specifically for dentists around SEO, for example. And at the most basic level, this is going to make your content more meaningful for your target audience. I mean, if a dentist finds a video about keyword research that's specific to them, then the advice in that video will be a lot more actionable, right? Plus, the fact that you've created specific content like this also shows that you know how to get results in a certain niche, which is key if you're going after a specific kind of client. And on top of that, creating content that focuses on a certain market also improves the odds of your target audience actually finding your content because it's very focused and narrowed down. After all, if a dentist is searching for SEO keyword research advice on YouTube, they might search YouTube using keywords such as SEO keyword research for dentists. So if you create a video that's catered to that topic, you'll probably appear for these search terms. Plus, there's a lot less competition when it comes to creating niche content versus generic content, right? So you can perform much better when it comes to this and reach your target audience quickly. And if you just create a generic video on the topic of keyword research, it's going to be harder for you to appear in the search listings. And after all, lots of people have already created videos on this topic, so you'll have a lot of competition to go against. Anyway, When it comes to finding actual topics for your videos, you might want to just use the same approach you use when looking for blog topic ideas. So you could just use something like Ahrefs, for example, or the Google Keyword Tool, and these tools will throw out tons of good ideas if you provide them with a keyword related to your niche. And if you'd like some advice on how you can use these tools, you should check out my other video called Keyword Research for SEO, How to Find Money-Making Keywords. And this video covers all of the basic things you need to know about keyword research and how you can find good blog topic ideas using these tools. And if you want to check out these tools, you can find them in the description of this video. Anyway, if you just want a quick, super simple approach that doesn't require any tools, you can just go to Google or YouTube, type in a keyword that's related to your niche, and you can then look at the related searches and use one of them as your potential video topic. Another way that you can come up with video topic ideas is simply by asking your clients, right? So if you tell your clients you're making a video about SEO, they may have some good suggestions. And any topics they suggest are probably worth focusing on, since the ideas are directly coming from your target audience. Also, you could use YouTube ads. So YouTube ads are very powerful for getting clients, and there's a few tips I can give you that will help you achieve decent results with this. So first of all, you want to make sure that your YouTube ads grab people's attention very quickly. One way that you can do this is by quickly mentioning some of the specific results or case studies you've achieved for your clients. For instance, if you're creating an ad targeting dentists, then you might want to start the video by talking about some of the improvements and results you've delivered for a specific dental client of yours. So you mentioned how you helped a client achieve a number one ranking in a certain number of weeks or months, and you could even talk about how a client experienced a specific percentage improvement in bookings as a result of your work. Now, if you mention this sort of stuff right at the start of the video, it shouldn't be too hard to get the attention of your audience. And you also need to make sure that you give people a call to action. This CTA should explain how people can learn more, as well as how they can contact you for a consultation. Aside from actually creating your video ads, you also need to work on how you're going to target them. Again, targeting your videos on YouTube is a bit of a complicated topic, but you don't really want to overcomplicate things here, right? Keep them super simple. That's because you can often get great results if you just target your ads so that they appear on videos related to your niche. And you might even want to target your ads so that they pop up alongside videos that cover the general topic of SEO and digital marketing. Also, something to keep in mind here is that you might want to use these tips for another platform, which we're going to cover later in this video. By the way, if you get the chance, please like and subscribe. If you like our videos, it's going to help me get in front of more people, which is key, because I don't want people to waste their time watching lower quality SEO content that doesn't help them. Plus, if you become a subscriber, YouTube will tell you when I've released a new video. And I mean, let's be honest, right? Getting a notification about one of my new videos has to be one of the best notifications you can ever get on your phone, right? And to be fair, I don't think it's dramatic to say that a payment notification from a client, yeah, that's okay. But YouTube notifications about my videos, that's way better, right? Now, your second option for getting freelance clients is using freelance platforms, right? So the next tactic I want to cover is something actually a lot of people are aware of already, and that's the use of freelance websites. Now, what's interesting here is that a lot of people think freelance sites only work if you're going to be doing projects as an individual, but actually you can use them as an agency too. I've actually found this approach works very well if you run an agency or if you're selling something directly. So for example, here's my Upwork profile, right? I have a fully fledged agency now. My profile still generates a lot of interest on the platform. Because of this, it actually serves as a very good lead gen tactic for my marketing agency. So yeah, if you're thinking about generating more clients for your agency, you might want to consider building up a profile on a site like this, or Fiverr.com is another option. And if you do that, you'll end up with a solid presence on the platform and you'll get a steady stream of projects that you can feed into your company. Plus, it helps you build up more clients, more testimonials, more reviews that you can use to market your agency. For example, if you check out our site, you can see examples of this already, right? The fact that I'm able to showcase this kind of stuff on my site is one of the main reasons my site has been able to land me $5,000 per month clients. And if I couldn't put these testimonials or case studies on my site, it may be more difficult to land clients for my agency, because social proof is one of the most powerful selling points you can ever have. Also, I just want to say that if you'd like some help with SEO, you can book in a free consultation with us at juliangoldie.com. And if you have a quick chat with us, we'll be able to help you figure out how you can create a solid SEO plan for your business to land more clients. Now, another option I want to talk about here is TikTok. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't TikTok just for silly, entertaining videos? And does serious SEO content really have a place on this platform? Well, the important thing to remember here is that TikTok has an absolutely massive user base. And this means that there's probably a certain level of demand for content on this platform about SEO and marketing. After all, TikTok has hundreds of millions of users, and someone on that platform is probably looking for digital marketing content, right? Now, I think there's a lot of opportunities to get clients on this platform. For example, check out this video. It's been on TikTok for around 6 days, and this person has managed to get over 14,000 views in just that short space of time. You see, the fact of the matter is this, right? If you can create good digital marketing content on TikTok, you should be able to do some decent numbers on this platform, get more attention, and get more clients. If you're going to produce TikTok content, it needs to be short, punchy, and straight to the point. So you might pick one specific aspect of SEO or marketing and then quickly cover a few key points in a sort of bullet point fashion. You might also want to use some of the clever editing features on TikTok to make your videos even more engaging. Of course, if you need some inspiration here, just check out some of the digital marketing videos that already exist on the platform. After watching a few of them, you should be able to understand the difference between good and bad TikTok content that actually works. Also, I just want to say that in some ways, TikTok digital marketing content is still in the very early stages compared to content on YouTube, right? And as a result, there isn't that much competition. So it may be easier for you to stand out and build a presence on TikTok rather than here on YouTube, where there's a ton of competition. Now, if you follow any TikTok channels that are related to digital marketing, I'd be super interested to check them out. Feel free to drop a link on the comment section. Okay, so that's the end of this video. Hopefully the tips we've covered here should land you some more clients for your agency. Now, if you have any questions, drop a note in the comment section. I'll do my best to answer everything that you post down there. As always, if you get the chance, please remember to like and subscribe. And if you like our videos, it's gonna help us reach more people. And if you become a subscriber, you'll be able to watch my next video where I cover 3 tactics that will help you deal with all the fame, stress, and betrayal that happens after you secure your first SEO client and become a successful agency owner.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.